We got London on Wave Nation. What up? Woo! Real deal, what it do?
What's good? What's good?
Yeah, what's goody? What's goody?
Yeah, regular.
Yeah. Yo, son. Yo, this weekend was crazy, dog. Crazy. How was your Atlanta trip?
Shit, man. Crazy.
Super crazy.
Liddy, though.
Hey, yo, you was in fucking Atlanta, dog. That's where it was at.
That's a fact. This whole weekend was a whole motherfucking fire shit.
Yo, son, what the fuck happened in Atlanta, bro? Like, yo, so they had the Super Bowl shit out there, so the money was there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they had the money out that bitch. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Had the, I know they had the bitch ass.
Oh, yeah. It was steep out here. It was looking tight thick out here.
Son. You know what I'm saying? You had to be careful though. Don't you see something thick walking around? You don't know though. You know what I'm saying? Is it at the point like niggas don't care no more? Like shit, I can't fucking tell. Thick is thick.
That's crazy. They blend in, bro. They all blending in, bro. It's all looking the same nowadays.
Damn, son. That's so fucking. You know, like they be, and sometimes they be, cause they be looking better than motherfucking regular bitch. You be like, God damn, son. Probably half of Instagram is that shit, though. You know.
It's like that.
But yo, tell us what. Yo, you look like you was out there motherfucking doing the damn thing out that bitch. Talk to us, real deal.
Nah,
Nation. Huh?
Yeah, the whole weekend was litty, man. I was outside the whole time with my peoples, man. Like both of my nights, Super Bowl night, what was that, Saturday, Sunday? And yeah. Then Saturday. My Saturday and Sunday was action packed the whole time. From beginning to beginning.
Talk to me. Tell us. The fans want to know, nigga. They want to know what happened, nigga. You stalling. What the fuck?
Dude, I mean, so we gonna get right into it. I mean, the most, like, you know, you can have a good time, but most times when you're having a good time, you know, it's a couple bullshits in there that's trying to, you know, derail you.
Right.
But other than that, you know, people was hating, like,
yo, how about when I saw you on the live, though? When you was a VIP? It looked like you was fucking balling, nigga. Where was you at?
Yeah, we was in VIP. You know, me and my team, something slight. The fucking, what happened was, we was at Compound ATL, one of the most world-famous clubs out here in Atlanta.
Shout out to Compound, you already know.
Yeah, shout out to the Compound. You know, the Compound, if you don't know, is a must stop anytime you come to Atlanta. They ain't paid to endorse that, but you know, they'll pay the next time.
Awesome.
But yeah, so basically we was out there VIP, you know, bottles, you know, all that. I don't really drink like that, but I did sip on some Moet.
Yeah,
I
must say, no doubt.
Moet and some water. Other than that, like, it was pretty cool. The main event for Saturday, we had Meek Mill, Cardi B was in the building.
Philly shit.
Yo, telling you, in that building, we had it was a lot of money in that building, man.
A lot of money, bro, what?
Like, we raised the roof in there, man.
No doubt. Shout out to the real deal Ty and this motherfucker getting it though. Yeah. So y'all made some noise in Atlanta though.
Yeah, man. Real slight. I ain't gonna hype it up. I'll let you see it when you see it. I'll put it Wagway.
Yo, Sai. Wagway. Yo, you was looking. Yo, you was looking like you was fucking. Of course you do this shit. I know you do the damn thing. But you walk. You, when I seen you in the live, Sai, I looked like I thought Mike Out was there. I was talking about where the bitch is. Where the bitch is. That's how you was looking, Sai. Like, yo, you was getting that shit, dog.
Nah, it was deep, bro. Like, the whole club, like, I don't know how many people the club holds, but I know for a fact it was wall to wall in there. Like, I couldn't even get to the other side to see all my people. Like, a lot of my people was in town, the people that's in town, like, people came out of town, all of that. And I couldn't even get to everybody because it was just that deep.
Yo, it wasn't no violence?
Not on my side. I put it on, I don't know.
Right, because I'm looking like you got all those people and it was deep and no violence. That's great.
Yeah, not around my way. We had to deal with a couple things, but it wasn't no violence, thank God, you know. Like, right. But the whole getting up into the club though, man, like, fucking, I'm with my peoples, right? So it's three females and then me.
Three females. You had three females with you.
I mean, you know, it's
different. Continue.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's me and my peoples. We get in. But guess how much it costs to get, like, not to get in the club. All of that is whatever. But guess how much it costs to park outside of the club?
What, $30?
$30. I'm going to need you to add some numbers to that one.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? What, $40?
$100.
No!
A whole bill, son.
To park.
If you wanted to get out your car and see the club and walking distance from where you park, it's $100.
Nah, the inflation. The inflation is real.
Nah, that's a good deal. Cause we was there.
That's a good deal. What? Whoa.
I'm telling you, we was there at 10:30. You know, people don't come to the club till about 11:30, 12. The club don't close till 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
$100 though.
$100. That was the base price. That's base price.
Base price. Come on. Am I in the wrong business? Do I need to invest in the parking business? Shit.
Yo.
Damn.
Hey, the whistle is blowing. I'll put it that way.
Oh my god.
The whistle is blowing. But nah, like, but you know your boy the real deal. Me and my peoples, we wasn't with that $100, bro. We wasn't with that $100.
I was hoping. It's awesome.
Yeah, nah, oh. we ain't spend the whole $100 to park in front. We went around the corner.
Right.
So listen, this is something.
Right. Awesome.
This is where it gets really crazy, right?
So,
bada boom. Yeah. We park around the corner. We found parking for $30, right? $30 sound good compared to $100, but $30 still outrageous. But we gonna let this one slide. So bing bada boom, we park at the $30 parking spot. We had to drive around the corner. So, you know, it's cold. By this time it's about 10:45, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's cold. Girls got their heels. You know, they want to look cute. You know how that go.
The bitches. No, I'm joking. Go ahead. Wave Nation.
So they call an Uber or whatever. Like, they call an Uber to come get us because they don't want to walk up the hill. They don't want to walk in the cold. They don't want to walk in their heels.
Right.
The Uber come after like 15 minutes of like standing outside because this man could not get his directions right. I don't know. I think Uber need to update everybody with like the top of the line GPS.
But yeah.
Aside from that, dude get to us. We get in the car and shit. Boom. If you've been to Atlanta, it's like close streets. Like, it's like a New York City street downtown. Like, they real narrow and, you know, they can close them shits off at any time. So by the time the Uber get to us, all we had to do was make a right to go to the club and go down the street, and the club would be right there. But the boys had already closed it off by that time. So now we got to go an extra block up to, and then make the next right, the second right, and then that's where we get caught up in traffic.
Really?
So, yeah, right? So this is where everything...
Shit, whack. Go ahead.
I remember vividly, we like... My man's like, yo, we can spin around. If we go the other way, we'll be there faster. And I'm like, I mean, we're already halfway down the second block. We at the stop. We waiting for the to go past the stop sign. I'm like, you know, we already here. We might as well continue going the route that we going.
Right.
So I'm like, keep going. So, boom, we waiting. A car, the way it goes is we at the stop sign, right?
Yeah.
But we going to, we have to make a right into the intersection because it's like a Y. So the left side of the Y is coming into traffic, and then we at the, like, we at the middle of the Y trying to make a right to go into the right side of the Y, if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I bet. So we try to make the right at the stop sign. Boom. It's like maybe like four or five cars in front of us.
Yeah.
And it's a whole bunch of cars behind us. So we inching up, a car to go. So now we still got like three cars ahead of us to get to the stop sign. We end up getting to the stop sign, but before we get to the stop sign, or right when we get to the stop sign, my man start tweaking, the Uber driver.
Whoa.
Tweaking
like what? He was on drugs or what?
He was smoking something, son, because he was smoking something. He was on some type of something. I don't know. He might have popped a molly and was on something. Bro.
Like, awkward.
Because he was tweaking. Like,
on a job.
Bro, popping mollies on his job. Like, my man, so, like, mind you, the whole reason of the Uber is because it's cold. They don't want to walk up the hill. They don't want to walk in the hills.
Right. The girlies don't want to walk in their heels. You see what I'm saying? I got nothing but the best for my girls.
You heard. So, yeah, by this time, after we make the right, if when we made the right, we probably had another block and a half to go up to get to the club. So, in the meantime, we waiting to make this right.
A block a long-ass way when it's cold.
Yo, facts. So it all starts out with, it's a lot of traffic, you know, everybody like, yo, we ready to get there. We got people in front of the club waiting on us to get there so we can get in and everything like that. So boom, my man's really start tweaking, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, y'all can walk. Y'all see that? Like, he points out this other females, this other group of females that's walking, or this other group of people that's walking, and it's like, yo, you see they walking. Why can't y'all walk too like this?
What?
And it's like,
he had the audacity to say that?
That's what I'm like. I'm like, we paid you to Uber. Like, they didn't pay you to Uber,
right.
So their situation is irrelevant to what's going on in this car right now.
You son of a sucker. Motherfucker. Yeah. You can suck. You bitch. That's how I feel about that shit. God damn.
Facts. So as we proceed, we like, yo, like, nah, we paid you. So at this point, he like, nah, like, y'all can just get out and walk up the block. Like, it's good for you, it's good for me, like, everybody.
Bitch, you the Uber. Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly. And he talking about traffic, and I'm like, that comes.
You in a car! You in a car!
It is traffic.
So, sorry.
Anyway, ding bada boom. He like, yo, y'all can get out. I'm going to make this left. I got another customer that's calling, and I got to make the left to get to them and save time, because if I make this right, I'm going to be caught up in traffic.
Son, I don't give two fucking fucks. You know what I'm saying? I paid
Not
you
even
first.
Three.
I paid you first, nigga. Damn. What the fuck?
Facts. So,
this shit is janky. That shit is janky.
Bro, real janky. So, as we proceed, we still at the stop sign. We still haven't made the right. He's like, yo, I'm going to make this left. So y'all can get out. I'm going to make this left and go pick up my customer. So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, go pick up your customer. Like, we riding too. Like, because we need this right. So if you don't make the right, we not getting out.
Right.
So he like, all right, we going to make this left and I'm going to go get my customer. My mans can't make the left because of the way traffic is flowing. It's deep. So it's like, And at this time, while we arguing to tell him to make this right, 3-4 cars done passed us. To make the right at the stop sign. Like, they coming around us to make the right. Because this man is stopping traffic. Like, we literally, like, for like 10-15 minutes, we could have been there, and he telling us to get out the car and just walk, when it's clearly saying make a right, and then we'll be there in 2 minutes.
He whacking shit for that, man.
Really whack. So, as he proceeds, what you about to say?
What the girls say? They ain't say nothing the whole fucking time.
Bro, on God, so I'm chilling, right? So I'm letting them, like, talk to him first, because it's like, it's three girls,
right?
And then one dude.
Yeah.
You can't overtalk one girl, so you damn sure ain't overtalking three.
Right. So, hey, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, so I'm letting them go at him. Like, they getting at him. And right. I'm just chilling. Like, I'm like, all right, they
girls.
Gonna figure this out.
Sick of
them. Yeah. I'm like, they good. They gonna figure it out. Like, they gonna make him. Like, he ain't talking about nothing. He couldn't shake them. So he getting mad. He getting frustrated. So he start yelling even more. So he proceeds, man. This is where it get crazy, because he like, I bet. He like, I'm gonna get out. He turns the car off. Takes the key out.
No.
Gets out in the middle of traffic.
No.
And then proceeds to open my door.
Whoa! No! No! No way!
Bruh.
Yo.
So I'm like.
Yo.
I'm like.
It's weird. Yo. He crazy. What the fuck happened? What happened?
At this point, it could only go one or two ways.
Well,
I'm like,
well, you're not locked up right now, so I think it went the other way.
Yeah, I went the other way.
It went the other way. Flag Nation!
So, like, at this point, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to believe, like, yo, is this really happening? Like, yo, we're supposed to be at the club right now. Like I said, it's Meek Mill, Cardi, Shaq, Billy, Killer Mike.
Philly yo, shit.
Bruh, it's so deep. Like, it's about to be a dope night. So, nothing about to violate right now, right? So,
right.
I'm like, should I get on live? Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm really sitting here like, yo, like, you know, that's a lot of our first instincts. Like, when something going down, it's like, yo, get on social media and tell the world what's going on. So, you know, I'm like, should I record this dude live and let the world know what's going on, or handle it in the most private possible manner? So, like, in a split second, I'm like, well, you know, I probably should handle it private, because my man's just trying to test my temper. Like, he trying to test some waters. He want to see what a hurricane like. He want to know what a typhoon like. Like, he want to know what a cyclone like.
He
like,
want to know what the wave like.
He want to know what the wave like. Like, on some real water shit. Like, this man really want to go deep. Like, he want to swim with the sharks. Like,
yo, what? I felt like he had to be on drugs, bro.
Bro, he had to be on drugs. You know, I don't know. He might have been mad because his team lost in the Super Bowl. I don't know. But my man's a
shots fired! Shots fired! Woo!
But yeah, so my man's get out the car. He opens my door. And I tell him, I'm like, bro, like, I promise you, like, I'm like, bro, I swear, you better not touch me. Like, you better not. Like, that's all I got to say for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And in the midst of that, like, probably like within not even a minute later, it just so happened, because I don't know what he was going to do at this point. I really don't. Like,
right, because he,
like, remind you, this is all in that split second. Like, I don't know if he about to try to pull me out the car. So, anyway, in a split second, a minute, not even a minute later, it just so happened, because, like I said, cars was already passing us at this point. So this is probably like the fourth car that come past, and it just so happened to be some dude that would be classified as intimidating, right?
Right.
So I'm not going to describe that, because you can leave that however.
Yeah, however.
They pull up, and they like, yo, like, you got traffic behind you. You need to get in your car. You holding up traffic. You need to get in the car and move. Like, everybody trying to get around. You holding up traffic. OD. Right. That put the fear of God in him. He's like, oh, you're right. So then he get in the car, starts the car, and he's still talking about making his left. And I'm like, bro, you're not making the left. Like, so because of the time that he was trying to make that left, and he ain't make the left because he trying to get us out the car. I don't know. However, everything got rambled, and then somebody pulling up. He couldn't make the left at this point because, like I said, his car stacked up on the left side of us to make the right because he just been stopped in the middle of traffic. Like, it's been a major accident.
I hate that, dog. I really hate that, man. When people motherfucking do that shit and feel as though, you know what I'm saying, they can do that. Like, stop all traffic. My left is that important that I'm stopping all traffic. You know he backed that shit up because it's Super Bowl weekend. You know? Come on, man. Fuck. Anyway, he must needed the bridge.
Yeah, he needed the bridge, like, bro, cause yeah, put it that way. But nah, so son ended up getting in the car. So, like, as we proceed, he actually has to make the right. So he make the right. And it's crazy because if he would have just did what he had to do from the beginning, we would have already been there and been out the car because he didn't have that much further to go once he made the right and went up the hill because the road had got cut off again because, like I said, it was powerful pieces coming in the building, so they was doing their protection procedures.
Right.
So, like, you couldn't get but so close to the building in the vehicle. So, it was just like, okay. But anyway, I just had to tell son, it's like, bro, like, this is where it got crazy because this after we make the right, he's still talking crazy. So I had to really put him in his place. And I'm telling son, I'm like, bro,
he's
like,
still talking.
Not as heavy as he was. He was talking with less aggressiveness, I would say. He was still talking, but way more or less aggressiveness. So, like, he was just basically like, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, like, what you did was wrong. You know right or wrong. You know what you did was wrong. And at this point, I'm threatening to hit up Uber. Like, I'm like, yo, how long you been driving Uber? Because I'm like, yo, you've been driving Uber for however long. He ain't want to respond. But I'm like, yo, you've been driving for however long. But whatever you do tonight, you said you want to get your bread. You want to work tonight. Make sure you drive all night, bro. All night. Because this your last night driving. Like, I'm like, bro, you're not driving no more. Once Uber get a whiff of this, you're done.
You're done.
So, at this point, he want to start talking less and talking about, oh, you messing up my bread and all that. Like, I got a family to feed. I'm trying to work. Be fair.
Oh, now he's talking like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Bro, I'm like, where was all the professionalism before? Like, you right. know you way out of order. You don't have no right. Like, as an Uber driver, traffic is your middle name.
Yeah,
like,
he failed He failed on that one.
Bruh. So then we proceed. He what are you going to do to me? Because I told him he better drive all night. And then he's trying to basically make allegations saying that somebody made a threat. And it's like, nobody even said nothing about no threat because I told him he better drive all night. So he getting scared. So I'm So I'm like, all right, cool. That's your word. So then I was like, yo, drive all night. You'll be good. But then I told him, I'm like, you know what goes around comes around. So however you act it, you're going to definitely have to deal with it. And then he like, oh, well, it's not like you the CEO of Uber or something. And I'm like, yo, who are you talking to?
Right.
Like, you better watch your mouth. Like,
what's your never know.
Yo, I told him, I said, you don't never know who in your car. You don't never know who in your car. So you better treat everybody with respect because you never know what's going to happen. Like,
Wave Nation! Hell yeah, yo.
Hell yeah, cuz.
Hell yeah, buddy. Yo, I know he was put the fear of God in that motherfucker, though. Damn. He was probably putting all the turn signals on the shit. He was following the rules after that shit.
he ain't say shit else when I got done with. He ain't say shit else. Cause like when I got out the car, Like, and I know a lot of people may feel like, oh, you was going overboard, but it's like, bro, like, in a situation where it's three females and one dude, like, and this dude really feels the fact that he could talk to them out of pocket.
Yo,
like,
you ain't doing enough. Shit.
That's exactly. That's why I'm like, that's one strike right there. Like, off of the strip of how you was talking with all that aggressiveness.
Don't forget, he tried to take you out of the car. Thing. Don't forget, he stopped the whole car and tried to open your door. Son, bruh, you ain't doing enough.
Strike number two. and then the fact that he felt the fact that it was okay for him to make the statement that I'm not the CEO of Uber. Like I can't be the CEO of Uber.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, now I just might put on my vision board, the little vision board that I got. Not the big one, but on the little one, I just might put Uber. I might just buy out Uber just to freaking fire him. Like, just cause. Like, and then sell it back to him.
Boss move.
Don't get it twisted, bro. Like, these characters, three strikes, bro, and he's out. Like,
he's out of here.
So, like, I'm really thinking about going ahead and pressing this forward and hitting up Uber. I'm getting his information. I'm shipping off
Man, ain't nothing to sleep on, dog. Do that shit, bro.
Yeah, nah, we handling all of that because he's definitely out of pocket. But, you know, I got to make this point because, you know, as a male, it with three females in the car having this altercation or this word battle, rap battle, however you want to call it, with this guy. Like,
Dom DeMarco.
But nah, son. Smack. Nah.
Right, smack. Yeah. Shout out to them niggas, man. They be killing over there. Shout out.
Facts. But nah, like, I had to tell son, I'm like, yo, when I got out the car, because he was talking about he had a family, right?
Right.
So, like, before I got out the car, he was just like, what goes around comes around and all that. And I'm like, exactly. Like, you know what you did was wrong, and you're going to feel it. You're going to know what you did was wrong, and you know that. That's why you're guilty. So, anyway, I told him, I asked him a simple question because, like, before I got the car, I'm like, yo, do you have any daughters? So, yeah, and I know that's sensitive to people. Like, people like, yo, don't bring the family into it.
You went like that real? You took it dead real? Please.
Yo, I had to take it there. Like, I had to take it there. Like, I really felt like it was right because this dude really went out of pocket. So he got to feel where I'm coming from. Like, that's the only way. Accountability, repercussions, however you want to go, tomato, tomato, you got to get this, you know? So I'm like, yo, you got any daughters? So at this point, the same reaction you just had, you know, the females had. They like, yo, they like, nah, don't go there. Don't say that. But I'm like, nah. So I say, yo, you got any daughters? He didn't respond. Of course. I told him. I said, yo, imagine somebody.
Yo, son, they don't need to know that side of you, real?
They got to know because it's like, son, like, this shit is ridiculous. Like, And as a male, like, as a female, female's not even taking it. So as a male, we damn sure not taking this shit no more. So, like, with that being said, I just asked him, I'm like, yo, like, do you have any daughters? No, he didn't respond. I told him, think about somebody else treating your daughter like that. Uber or not. And then you think about that, how that makes you feel. And I left him on that.
Okay. I feel a whole lot better.
Facts.
Yo, you handled that shit. Go ahead. What did he was just saying, he was just looking like, fuck, who is this dude, man?
He ain't know, bro. Tonight I'm pretty sure he probably didn't take no more calls for the night. He ain't know what was gonna happen.
He probably went home. Kissed his kid.
He ain't say nothing. I had to shut that shit down, bro.
Yo, what the fuck, man? You just never know, especially when you're Ubering. Like, you don't know who is who. You see what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, it ain't like you look like a. You do not look like you a. You gonna take that shit. You know what I'm saying? You do not look approachable. So it's just like, what the fuck? You don't know who's sitting back there. That's fucking real deal. You know what I'm saying? You gonna act like that on some Uber shit? You see what I'm saying? Come on, man. Just do your goddamn job. You know what I'm saying? If I paid you to go there, go there. That was some janky shit. Oh, I need to pick some other motherfucker. You ain't finished this one. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? It's just like Uber driver. Oh, I gotta go pick up some shit from Walmart on the way to wherever I gotta fucking take you to go. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Fuck that. That shit is whack, yo. But you put the fucking fear of the Lord in him, man. If I be real with you, real deal, like, damn, somebody said some shit like that to me. That conversation could go either way, son. You took it there, son. You was ready to go all the way. If you're talking was. Like that. What the girl say when the shit was over? Did y'all get to where y'all got to?
I mean, you know, the night was so popping, bro. Like, that shit was so minimal. Like, the next problem that we had was basically trying to get, you know, they slides in the club. Because, you know, you can't wear the slides in the club.
You and these like, slides, you nigga!
Yo, shorty can't wear slides in the club. So that was our biggest problem after that.
Oh, shit.
But yo, like I'm telling you, that had me hot for a minute. But once we got in the club, you know, I seen Meek come through, Killer Mike, fucking Shy, everybody like Steve Stout. It was so hard.
Shout out to Killer Mike, bro, son. I love that dude, man.
Facts. Shout out to Killer Mike, Trigger Warning, Sleepy, the whole Netflix series, all that. Go check that out, bro.
The whole gang. Yo, didn't you run into Killer Mike on the airplane?
Yeah, I ran into Killer Mike on an airplane flying from Atlanta to New York sometime like a few months ago, last year, some shit like that. Like, I don't know.
We're in full support of what Killer doing, son, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That shit wild, yo. Like, when you out there, you gotta know how to move when you out there, you know what I'm saying? Because you be traveling anywhere. You live, I can call you, you probably be anywhere, son. You see what I'm saying? You can't guess where you at, son. It be like that. I just talked to you yesterday. Nigga, I'm in New York. What? You just in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? How are you doing it? But yeah, man, he don't know. People don't know, especially with this Uber shit. This Uber shit dangerous, man. Like, that shit cool, but it ain't cool sometimes, you know?
Thanks.
Did the girls still have a good time?
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, that shit, we had so much fun at that. The first night, we went back to the same place the second night and did it all over again. Just a different VIP section. Facts.
Did you get another Uber?
Nah, boy. We walked the second time. We walked.
Oh, y'all walking this time. Y'all walking this time.
Look. They were sneakers the next night. Yeah, we were sneaker ready. We was on point,
ready, son. Sneaker ready. The girls didn't sneaker put their ready. Heels back on.
Mm-mm.
No doubt. Yo, son, you know some real shit? I never been to Atlanta. Can you believe?
Damn, son. I know a lot of people haven't, but bro, this is the spot right now. Like, and I think this is the spot for a minute. This been the spot before I get here. It's gonna continue being the spot. But we got to create more spots like this. Like, I really feel like Atlanta is a good example of what things could be if we follow some of the methods that they have in place here.
Really?
And definitely that mentality. And the mentality and the people, like the attitude, the culture that's here, if we can somehow shift it and take some culture leaders to different places and cultivate the same type of atmosphere, then oh my God, man. Just two Atlantas having like two Atlantas, one here and one on the West Coast. Awesome. Man, the whole bro, everybody gonna move to the east or the west. It ain't gonna be nobody in the middle no more. But it's lit.
That's
it's
fire.
A powerful feeling to be in Atlanta. It's definitely very empowering, man.
Is it when you was out there? Did you see more women than men? Is that true? They be like, it's like three women to one man.
Um, Shit, I would say yeah. It was a good amount. It was a good amount of females in there. You know, I be in my zone, like, but I wasn't really like stressing anybody, to be honest. But it's in Atlanta. You definitely see a lot of females, but like I said, it's a good mix. Like, that's the only way I could put it. Like, whatever you want, you're gonna find. Like, but sometimes you gotta double check.
Right. Right. You could be Donald Trump and them bitches. grabbing them by the pussy.
It's gonna be great. Grabbing them all. Gang.
Because I always wondered that, like, yo, I seen an old movie, Crocodile Dundee and shit, when he did that. He grabbed somebody by the junk, you know? So I was like, wow. Oh, shit. You know, like, that, hey, he was ahead of his time, or that shit always been going on, you know?
Facts.
But is that fair, though? Like, shouldn't you just say, if you like that, should you just be like, yo, son, this is what I am. How do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you? Is that fair to not say nothing to somebody who's inquiring? Because you can't tell no more, man. Some you could tell the ones who ain't got enough money. You could tell because they ain't having.
Chill.
Enough,
yeah. Chill.
I'm sorry. Wait, shit. I'm sorry. That's not how I meant it. But yeah, you can see who was it in full transition, man. You know, you can tell. Yeah. But the ones that's done. Oh my god! Like, come on, man. How do you know? Yo, I had a dude who was showing me. I don't know if he was trying to catch me up or see if I was still like able to look and shit. But he was showing me pictures like, yo, it'd be like this out here, son. You see this one right here? Bang! I'm like, yeah, no doubt. Then he showed me another one, swipe to the left. And I was like, oh shit, all right. He's like, yo, it'd be all the way like this. And this one is not even the best one. And what about this one? Yo, son, I seen it and I was like, and my first reaction, if off the first reaction, you're gonna be like, damn. You're gonna be like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But my instincts was like, wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute. That's a man. And it was a man. And I was like, yo, son, like, that's the Instagram shit. So half the Instagrams are men, you know. Mm-hmm. After half the Instagram women are men. So it's just like you liking and salivating over these pictures. You were salivating over some dudes. But they be looking good, though. Like, how the fuck?
Good out here.
I'm like, how the fuck? You can't hate on that, son. Like, if he spent the money and transformed himself into an actual woman and he looks good, then the nigga look good. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you look good, dude. But, you know what I'm saying? You look good, dude. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, they work hard on that shit. Let them be in vain. Let them be good. But, I think it's not fair if you don't fucking mention it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I'm saying we can get along. Everybody cool. We coolin'. You know, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. And it's 2019. But damn, can we not be deceitful? You know, like shit.
Damn,
oh, shit. Like, I was listening to that Young Buck shit today. I know it's old as fuck, but Young Buck was my dude, son. G-Unit, nigga, all that shit. I still fuck with that shit. But that Young Buck shit was like, yo, could that shit happen to any fucking body? You know?
Yes.
Could it? It can. Let's be real. It can, son. I'm not saying I'm glad I'm married. You know what I'm saying? I'm cooling. But shit, you know what I'm saying? When I be hearing stories like that, I be looking like, god damn, dude. How do you fucking know? Because they said that, oh, Young Buck gay. No, I don't know no more. I don't know. It could be whatever. You can't believe shit. But the other story that I heard when I was watching the video made sense. Said that he was, you know what I'm saying, hollering at a girl, whatever, the girl was hollering at him or whatnot. And the chick looked like a fucking woman. You know what I'm saying? The dude looked like a woman. So I was like, yeah, how would he even have known? So he tried to slide through with shorty. shorty said that she was on a period, so he couldn't fuck her. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. she looking like a woman, he can't fuck her, so he can't tell. So they saying that, I don't know if he did. They kind of went over it, they kind of muddied over it, if the oral sex happened, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga, that shit could have happened to anybody. You know what I'm saying? So if she gave oral sex, she looked like a girl giving head. Oh, that's what the illusion was. You a woman. Now you doing sexy shit. You know what I'm saying? So now in the future, Buck like, yeah. You want to do it again? Or when he found out, he wasn't with that shit. So actually, Buck was violated.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Buck was violated. That's just like me trying to sell you a car knowing I stole that shit. Or trying to sell you a car when I don't have the title. Or the car. Yeah, the car engine fucked up and I'm selling it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's violation. So if shit like that happening, yo, don't be trying to tear down the nigga down. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm looking like, yo, that shit could have happened to any one of y'all niggas anytime, any day. Cause it ain't like you in the club trumping bitches.
Grabbing them by the pussy. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Yo, this is the motherfucking wave. You see what I'm saying, son? We about to get out this bitch wave nation. I'm your host, truly, Jehu the Prince, aka Rio. We got the real deal, Ty. Sign off on us, man. You got any last words?
Yeah, man. That's a fact, yo. But, yo, like, the shit is just basically, like, not fair because. It's like everything on the outside, like a body of a car, is like basically having a 2012 Honda Civic, but you go and put the Porsche symbol on the front grill, and it's not fit. Like, you, it's just not fit.
Like, 05 to an 03. Yeah, you're right. That's not fair. So, it's deceitful. You see what I'm saying? It's you. You selling niggas some Jordans and you got a pair of felines in the box. Wave Nation! Yo, son, we gotta be out this bitch. I gotta go, man. I gotta go, son. Yo, let's do it, son. You already know what it is. Jay with the Prince, aka Rio. Real deal Ty. Hey, yo, shout out to Day Dolo. Shit, man, I talked to my boy today, man. Day Dolo, we love you, bro. You already know what it is, legit. What it do, man? Full support, man. Whatever you doing, man, we love you. Hold up. We gotta thank the people, son. The people been showing so much love. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, son, the Wave Nation, the Nation family. You know what I'm saying? The Wave family. We love y'all. Of course, y'all. Y'all are why we do it. You know? Y'all are why we do it, son. So we out this bitch. Wave Nation.
One.